At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.fm, episode number 485. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company's senior SEO, Scott Van Ack. I'm trying not to think about weather or talk about weather. So, how are other things going?
Well, it's a spooky day today. I don't know, Halloween
yes.
time.
That's yes, something. We're recording this on Halloween.
Yeah, and in their first year, we don't have pumpkins.
Really?
We didn't get pumped. We kind of forgot. And I was telling a friend, they're like, well, you could go down to such and such farm. And I'm like, no, cheap pumpkins, like Walmart pumpkins, $3 pumpkins. I'm not paying $25 to carve a pumpkin. It's not happening. So we just didn't get any. And I don't know. I'm not sad about it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I didn't even want to carve mine. I was just like, whatever. Okay, sure. I did the silliest thing ever.
I guess when I turned 40, I didn't care anymore. So yeah. Whatever.
The kids enjoy it. That's good. They're getting older. Both of ours are getting older. So, all right, well, let's jump into some non-SEO news, but are always, as always, something worth sharing. First, SEO, the board game. I looked at our notes. I thought I'd mentioned this earlier, but apparently not. So lead away.
Yeah. So, I'm just in the middle of doing something here because I'm an idiot. So a new strategic SEO board game for 2 to 4 players has been released by Gareth Hoyle and his company. And I did not see what his company's name is. I feel like an idiot for that. But they have a company and they've released the board game. It's also partially sponsored by Ahrefs, Pop, Cashar Dash, and others. So there's a bunch of people involved in this. It sounds like they're only releasing a handful of copies. So if you want one, they're $79 a piece. So get it while you can. I kind of thought, I wonder how well a game like this would do. And I saw one comment and I kind of can relate to it. And the comment at SE Roundtable on this article said that, I don't think very many people are going to buy this. People who are unfamiliar with SEO are not going to buy it. And people who know about SEO see this stuff every day and want to do something else when they get home.
Amen.
And I want this game to do well. I think, you know, people ask me what I do. And when I first started this job, I would tell them and you'd get that, you know, deer in the headlights look, no clue what you're talking about. And so I just told people I work in an office. This is a bad reference because this goes back to the 90s. But I used to say I'm like Chandler on Friends. I work in an office and nobody knows what I do. And that's changed. People know about SEO. And I feel like it's cool that it might bring a little bit more light to what we do. But I just don't know how well it would do. I don't know. Like, I'm not going to buy a copy, but if Ross did and I was over at his house, I'd probably give it a shot. I'd play it. But, you know, I don't know. It's kind of a neat idea, though.
I thought about buying it just for just to say that I've got it and just to have it. I don't know, though. I don't want to think about SEO. I have a hard enough time thinking about SEO at all outside of work. I just, doing this so long, I don't like to think about it at all.
You know, I'm the same. Like, I like my job, but when I'm out in the real world doing just normal day stuff, often I'm like, you know, maybe I'm doing a Google search for something and I see something that doesn't fit or something. And then I start, my work brain starts going like, why is that site there? Or I'm trying to buy a pizza from a place and they don't have a good website or I can't find them on,
it gets me.
And I always get into the work mode. It's hard to avoid. And would I want to spend my casual time basically working for free? Paying to work? I don't know. I wish them good luck, though.
So this next one, we should probably shorten it a bit here. It's for not non-SEO news. It's pretty interesting, though. Google was fined ages ago by Russian and Kremlin-run TV channels. Essentially, they were banned because, they were fining Google because Google had banned the channels from appearing on YouTube. They blocked them. Well, the fine has gotten rather big. It started off $1,025 USD per day, and I'm sure Google's quaking in its boots. apparently their fine has reached, what is it, Scott?
I actually have to look up how to pronounce this word because I had no clue. $2.5 decillion. So to give you an idea what that means, that is a one followed by 36 zeros and is equivalent to approximately 1,000 times the annual GDP of Earth. So I don't think Google can afford that. I don't think they have that much money. I don't know.
So much idiocy coming out of that part of the world. Anyways,
One quick stat. They said, because this, the way this fine doubles, if you go 4 years from now, if they don't pay it, Google will owe one Google dollars, one followed by 100 zeros. So that would be, maybe that's what they're going for. Let's get it up. That's clickbait right there.
Yeah, that is. All right. So this next bit really got my goat. So Danny Sullivan, we all know from Search World, he was for the longest time one of our heads of our whole universe in SEO. He would kind of be the guy that was taking Google to task, and he was really good at his job. Anyway, he's gone and works for Google now. That still makes me kind of shake my head. But anyways, he was lured in, and what he has done here is he pulled together a group of content creators that were hit by the helpful content update, and he had them flown in and put up at Google, or put up in California to visit Google HQ. And the point of this was to have a discussion about why they were removed and what happened and what can be done. But it was pretty quick to say that none of what they're saying will actually have any impact on this update, the next update, but perhaps the third update down the line. So anyways, what came of this is quite interesting. A Morgan from Charleston Crafted posted this on Twitter. Quote, if you are hit by the helpful content update and depend on Google, move on. They made it clear some of us may recover one day, but all would not, and who knows when it might be. Build a product. Get new traffic sources. Get a job. Google doesn't care. Once again, Danny's really nice, but nice doesn't pay my bills. She also followed with these tweets. Quote, the other Google employees there seem to either one, deny that a problem exists, or two, here are problems, but be 100% clueless as to how to fix it. Unquote. And she said, quote, the higher up employees don't seem to the higher up employees don't seem used to being challenged and did not know how to respond to our frank statements that their sloppy algorithm updates straight effed a lot of businesses and individuals, unquote. Yeah. And are we surprised that Google employees didn't seem to care? No. Yeah, well, Scott and I were talking about it. Like, you know, these guys are very separated from what matters to a small business. Not all of them. Like Danny cares, and he brought them in, and I think that's really cool. And they all said that there wasn't a negative thought about Danny in this whole thing. They all said he was great. He was really kind. It was nice to have this happen. They felt it was a big thing that he managed to get this to even occur, even if it was just them being told tough luck. You know, maybe this will fix in one at some point, but it's not happening anytime soon. So yeah, move on. I just think that's terrible. But anyways, she also added this. Quote, yes, a search engineer sat down with us and said, how can I look at two websites and tell which is spam and which is genuine? They are unable to algorithmically assess that nuance. That is why some good sites were caught up with the bad and they do not have a plan to fix it. Unquote.
Wow.
They don't even know how.
No, and I think this comes down to something, and someone else mentioned this, and it makes sense. Google has created such a black box now because their algorithms are no longer, they don't appear to be as tweakable as they used to be because it's sort of being self-run. I mean, it's not all AI, but I think there are aspects of it that they don't even know how to tweak. because they don't know how they're getting the result now. It's scary. It's just, the whole thing is a mess. And frankly, you know, you got to wonder, is this the new way Google's going to publicly approach anyone who isn't a big brand? I think no. They probably will not even bother having a get together like this, or they might not even tell anyone.
You'll just get burned and then...
Yeah, they won't even tell you that it might get better, or it won't.
It's hard too from our perspective, because if someone comes to us and they're one of these companies that have been burned and they want us to help them, Google can't even figure out how to help them. How are we supposed to sort it out, right? Like, I guess the answer is you start a new website and start your online presence from scratch, like you're a brand new business. Like, what else could you do? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're permanently branded as a problem child with that website, then not even doing Black Hat will get you out of it. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I would have suggested at that point. Screw them. Just go for Black Hat and get yourself back up there. But if you're literally stamped with negative, you won't get anywhere anyway.
No.
And that's the only time I think I'd ever condone Black Hat. You know, screw Google. Yeah. They're going to destroy your livelihood for doing good work.
Well, it's...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The last resort. What are you going to do? You're like Walter White. You're going to break bad now. And yes. Here we go.
All right. Well, that's just too much. Let's move on to something else here. So Google Search is demoting content that is starkly different from the main content of the site. What's this all about?
Yeah, so Google has confirmed that it has systems that look to see if content or portions of content are independent or starkly different from your main content. A Google spokesperson told Glenn Gabe, our systems aim to understand if a section of a site is independent or starkly different from the main content of the site. This helps us surface the most useful information from a range of websites. And so, you know, we've been talking about, I think, last week and maybe even the week before, recent declines over at Fortune Recommends, CNN Underscored, and other big sites that have these subdomains of just unrelated stuff, you know, whether they be directories, what have you. And Glenn Gabe heard from Danny that this is not due to the site reputation abuse algorithm. We were kind of talking about that and speculating that might be responsible for it. Danny Sullivan confirmed that Google is not testing its site reputation abuse algorithm at this time. So the drops are from other changes at Google, that other changes Google is pushing that must be impacting those affiliate directories strongly. So, you know, it kind of sticks with everything we always say, keep everything relevant, and having these other portions of your site created. I mean, these are the big guys. I mean, you don't have a locksmith. Well, maybe locksmiths. That's a really bad example. They do anything. But you might not have, you know, your mom and pop shop putting up all these subdirectories of their site trying to sell PageRank and what have you. But, you know, if you're creating large amounts of irrelevant content, no matter how that's being done, it's going to hurt you. So,
Or you don't care. It's not going to hurt you so much. I mean, is it just content demotion? It's not the whole site, right?
Like,
for example,
yes.
Stepforth has a ton of content from the 2000s that are, you know, it was about MySpace. It's not really relevant to SEO, but it's one of our top articles on our site.
Yeah, it's fair.
I'm like, what? I was looking at the data the other day and I was just shaking my head. Oh,
MySpace.
Dear.
MySpace.
Yeah.
Who's even searching for MySpace to even find it?
I think it's kids doing like history.
it's a history lesson. Oh,
we're
man.
So old that it's history now.
Does MySpace even still exist?
I don't think so. Well, certainly nothing like it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we're both going to have to look now.
Yeah, MySpace, it was .com, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, MySpace, it's still there. Well, I'll be damned. Look at that. I'd have to look more. I'm not going to spend time right now investigating because I don't really care either.
I'm shocked.
But I thought it'd be long gone. Redirecting to Yahoo or something.
Such a good domain. Anyway, it has a bit of clout.
It does, yeah.
A bit of authority. All right. So next up, hilarious. And this is definitely in your wheelhouse, Google Search Console performance reports a report bug causes panic.
Yeah. So October 28th, if you woke up looking at Google Search Console and things were looking bad. Yeah, it is a confirmed bug. So rest assured, you will be okay. A lot of site owners woke up and saw zero impressions for the last, I think it was for the last couple of days in there. And some of them were panicking. John Mueller did confirm that it is an issue on their side. Their team is looking into it. Thanks everybody for noticing and letting us know this wasn't meant to replace your traditional morning wake up beverage. Yeah, wouldn't that wake you up? Suddenly you've got nothing for a website. It's a bug. You're okay. And I just want to reinstate here, we've said stuff like this before. If you do see something like that, especially at a tool like Search Console, before you panic, check your Google Analytics, check other things to make sure that, you know, Google Analytics will show what your actual traffic is. So Search Console is showing no traffic, but Analytics is, GA4 is, you don't really have to panic. If everything is showing no traffic, well, maybe check your raw server logs and just really confirm that it's not a bug before you try to do stuff. And give it a couple days. These bugs work themselves. Well, they don't work themselves out, but they get found and fixed. So
cool. All right. A quick bit here. Google has updated its URL structure best practices. Essentially, this is very simple. When specifying URL parameters, Google recommends the use of ampersands and equal signs to separate multiple key value pairs. They do not recommend the use of colons, brackets, commas, or double commas. Well, there you go. Very simple and straightforward. I don't think I've even seen those used. I didn't even know they could be used, honestly. Ampersand and equals is all I've ever really noticed.
Yeah, we did a big audit, or I did a big consult for a client. Well, you know about it, Ross, but the last couple of weeks. And as soon as I saw this, I'm like, I don't think I checked for that because I've never thought to check for that. So I went back and checked their shopping cart pages to make sure that wasn't an issue because they're having a lot of issues. Anyways, it wasn't. So that was good. In a way, I was kind of hoping it was, because then I could contact them and be like, wait, I found something else and I want to...
Another smoking gun. We love smoking guns when we finally...
I know, but it wasn't. And I actually checked all of our clients with e-commerce stuff and none of them are using those. So I don't really know how common that practice would be, but clearly some people are using it or Google wouldn't have updated their documentation to show that. So,
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company's senior SEO, Scott Fanak. Okay, some AI news now. ChatGPT search has officially launched, sort of. So when I saw that, I'm like, woo, I can go try it. Oh, no, you still have to have access. Hell, why did they even say that officially launches? Anyways, you have to be a ChatGPT Plus or team user to use it, but it will open widely. I just don't understand whether or not, I don't know. It says search will become available for free ChatGPT users over the coming months. So I guess you still have to be a user. So certainly no fix. It's not a replacement for Google yet. But I know about you, and I'm chomping at the bit for some change there.
It's definitely closer, but I see what they've done probably is before you had to be whitelisted or waitlisted, sorry, and then get access to it. And now I guess if you are a GPT Plus or team user, you just automatically get that access now, whereas you didn't necessarily have that access before. So they've like opened the door a little bit, but they're still kind of pushing some people back, you know, like a nightclub or something, I guess. You're not on the list, man.
Make sense for rolling out. And I mean, yeah, we know how like the data requirements and the power requirements to using AI is insane. So that you really don't want everyone using ChatGPT at all times right away. I can't even imagine how much of a crash that would cause. So yeah, I'm glad they're doing it in stages. I just a little confused about it, quote unquote, officially launching if it's not really available to everyone. Anywho,
the grand opening, but you're not invited.
Yes. All right, most people aren't actually.
Nobody can come, just my mom.
Yeah, only special people. So say we anyway. All right, yeah. What's next up here?
Yeah, so Google has been expanding AI overviews. It is now available in over 100 countries. So if you previously did not have access, you probably do now. But I mean, there are, and I did have to look this up, 195 countries. So about half of the world's countries now have access to it. So the rollout is underway. If you don't have access today, you might tomorrow. Google said they're also extending language support across the board. So if if you can access it, you should be able to access it in your language as well. And it brings AI overviews to over 1 billion users now. So we're getting there. Pretty much everybody can see it. That matters, I guess. I don't know. But just keeps growing.
Awesome. Okay. And also Meta, we all know as Facebook, at least one of their main platforms, takes a step to replace Google Index in its AI search. So at this stage, when you do any kind of Meta AI searches, you will get results, but they typically link to Google results if you want more information. I guess they're trying to cut Google out of the game. So since at least last summer, Meta has been indexing the internet using a user agent known as Meta External Agent. The current information indicates that the focus is on developing a search index to enhance their Meta AI. Now, according to The Verge, quote, the search engine would reportedly provide AI-generated search summaries of current events within the Meta AI chatbot, unquote. Well, anyway, at this point, it just resembles a search engine and just shows Google's search index. So we'll see what happens and when it gets launched. But they've been doing a lot of crawling, so we'll see. I'm still utterly shocked that Meta hasn't gone after Google in a more concerted way. I guess it just goes to show just how big Google's gotten, and they're just, you know, why go after the giant when you can't even go there when they've got all these other things they're focused on. It's amazing. I really would have thought by now that a search engine competitor would have done something significant by now. And the only one out there still is Bing, who's, they've done a lot, but they're nowhere near Google.
The needle's not moving much, but.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Van Eck, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 Podcast on Facebook. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air every week on WMR.fm.
Great. Thank you for listening, everybody.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.